All right, I've got a car, too, that I drove, and you drove this same car as well. You didn't get as many miles on it as I did, but you got a chance to get behind the wheel as well. I drove a 2022 AMG version of the GLE 53 Coupe. That's a Mercedes-Benz, by the way. That's their larger SUV, I guess you could say, kind of right underneath what the G-Wagon would be, so one of their larger SUVs, only a two-row. Not a cheap car, so this is kind of on the other end of the spectrum from the last car we reviewed, Richard. But $94,000 and some change is this car, so it's a very up-end, you know, upper-end car, but performs extremely well and is as luxurious as you can imagine. The only thing that I will ask of you, Mercedes-Benz, is would you please, please, for the love of God, do Apple CarPlay wirelessly? Why in the world I'm plugging a cord in, Richard, in this day and age on a $94,000 vehicle is beyond me. Just saying.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Some of those little features haven't quite got to some of those upper echelon SUVs.
And they should have been there first.
You're right. You're not wrong. It takes a little bit getting used to that. Like you said, if not many people have cords anymore, right? Most of us have got wireless charging, wireless Apple CarPlay.
And this did. They just didn't have the ability to use the wireless CarPlay. And if it, let me just say this. If it's there, it's too hard for the average person to use, which means it still needs taken care of. But I believe you still have to have a cord to make it work from everything, all the testing I did. Anyways, outside of that really, really nice car, what did you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And this is basically, folks, in the simplest terms, if you want a four-passenger, because you're not really getting five in here, Dad.
No.
If you want a four-passenger SUV that you can literally rocket ship around town in, I mean, the tires on this bad boy, Dad, are massive.
They are.
This is the car for you. I mean, you can get in this
light
car.
Light them up.
And do, oh, man, you light up those tires, and you can go anywhere, all-wheel drive. I think it's the bi-turbo, right? You know,
yeah, it is.
It's really fun. Just an overall
420 horsepower, 392 foot-pound of torque. Yeah, this thing's a rocket ship.
It is an absolute rocket ship. So, yeah, if you just want to look to go fast in an SUV, Dad, this is the car. And honestly, it's a nice and bulky SUV to where if you don't, maybe you see those G-Wagons running around, folks.
You
right?
don't like the look.
But you don't necessarily like the look, or maybe they're a little bit too boxy or big. This is a much sleeker,
right,
rounder version.
Yeah, what did you think of the look? Because I had different comments from different people on the looks. What are your thoughts?
There's pieces of me that think it looks like a giant bubble.
Right.
But then there's a piece of me that likes it because it stands out enough that when you see this car driving down the road, you're like, ooh, what is that? I want to know more about it.
Right.
And that's kind of the different reactions I got, too. Some people are like, I really like that car. Other people are like, that thing is terrible.
Yeah, some hated the look. I agree. And I kind of had the same thing. Now, I'm kind of halfway in between. My wife really liked it. I think you like the looks of it. I'm sort of in between. Is it a car that I would hate? No. Is it a car that I immediately love? No. I will say this. They did a really good job of the roof line as far as the back hatch area, storage, and so on. The one downside I think you're going to find in this car really quick is anybody that's tall getting into the back seat, because the way the roof line slopes, just watch that. If you've got, you know, family members or anybody that are taller, that back seat's going to be an issue for tall people.
Yeah. Again, Dad, this is not a car for, and even the front seat, Dad, is not really a car for anyone that's 6'3", right?
That's right.
You're going to
do
that. You may want to look at a different style SUV because there's other ones out there,
right,
even, you know, the G-Wagon of sorts. But if you're of that more average height, right, which is about 5'8", you know, as a man, to 5'10", or so, even 6 foot, you're probably okay. But like you say, taller passengers probably going to struggle. But at the same time, folks, this is more of a car. If you and the missus or whoever want to get in, or the mister, or, you know, whoever's driving it, maybe the missus is driving it, right, and they want to zoom around town, go for it. This is the absolute blast of a car to do that in.
It is. We went up to the mountains in it a couple of different times and drove up. And, I mean, this thing just, it is a literal rocket ship. It runs well. It handles well. It drives well. Again, the big, and by the way, the fuel economy wasn't bad at all. I averaged around 20, 21 miles to the gallon driving around. It wasn't bad at all. Again, the biggest thing is just the price, but there's a lot of folks out there that are interested. You know, they're later in life. The kids are gone. Unlike you, Richard, where you've got car seats, I don't have to worry about that. There's folks like me that are looking at cars like this. And you know what? If they're out for their last hoorah, well, there you go. Have at it.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to go have a good time. You don't have to worry about that. And like I said, you want a car that you can drive in the snow here in Colorado, Dad, and even probably have some fun in the snow, depending on your conditions. I would definitely have folks consider it. And again, head to your local Mercedes dealer, because I don't think these are flying off of the lot.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination.
No.
They may have one that you can actually sit in and experience what we're talking about. So if you do that, you know, head to your local Mercedes-Benz dealer and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
Last but not least, built in Vance, Alabama, by the way, as well. So it's also a U.S.-assembled car. So, Richard, thanks. Have a great night, sir.
Sounds good.
All right, appreciate it. Guys, that's it. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.